Internal discipline is fueled by your purpose in the fight. Everyone wants to know how to improve quickly, be it in intelligence, strength, or overall abilities. But more than that, they're eager to discover life hacks and shortcuts that promise faster results on the path to success. Genuine self-improvement can take time and effort. It requires patience and lots of self-control. Your tool against that voice urging you to do it tomorrow is discipline. You know the one. It lures you back to the couch instead of finishing the dishes. Discipline fights laziness, but where does it come from? It comes from within, you just need to find what motivates you. Jocko understood early on that he was training for war. He knew one day he would face his enemy, though he didn't know when or how. To be ready to win, he pushed himself and his team relentlessly. They trained rigorously without excuses. When the call to action came, they fought fiercely and emerged victorious. Now that his military service is over, he has returned to civilian life. He is driven by memories of fellow soldiers who didn't make it home. To honor their sacrifice, he makes every second of his day count. To make the most of every moment, find what drives you. Take control of your actions. Stop making excuses. Only you have control over yourself. If you want to wake up early, just do it. If you want to exercise every day, just do it. With a bit of self-discipline, you can achieve anything. Improving yourself takes effort. Yes, it's stressful, but so is life. And that's okay. Humans can handle a lot of stress. Think of soldiers who fought epic wars throughout history. Jocko used this idea to get through his tours in Iraq. He believed that if warriors in battles like the First World War's Battle of the Somme or the Civil War's Battle of Gettysburg could endure facing death, then he could too. Discipline means getting perspective, controlling what you can, accepting what you can't, and moving forward. Use aggression as your default approach. Having discipline not only helps you avoid laziness but also drives you to achieve success. It gives you a clear purpose and understanding. Knowing why you wake up at 6:30 a.m. instead of hitting the snooze button is crucial. This commitment to your goals every day should be assertive. Being assertive doesn't mean you should be openly aggressive or confrontational all the time. Assertiveness is like fuel that drives you to pursue your goals. It's a determined mindset to use all your abilities to outwit and outperform your competition. When you're assertive, you take initiative, you don't wait for others to make the first move. Being aggressive isn't negative, it's a trait that pushes you towards victory. Jocko believes your choices shape who you become, regardless of whether you're born with aggression or not. He thinks nature and nurture don't determine your true self. Decide to work hard to achieve your version of success. Your circumstances don't determine your future. Jocko saw this firsthand in the military. He worked with all kinds of people, Ivy League graduates, former gang members, kids from stable homes, and those without families. He learned that success and failure happen in every group. Your life isn't just shaped by nature or upbringing. Ultimately, you shape your own story. Fear of failure is motivation. It's tempting to sit back and do nothing, but discipline harnesses the fear of failure to propel you into action. Jocko believes it's not okay to fail. Instead, you should fear it deeply to avoid it at all costs. This fear drives you to constantly strive and push yourself to improve. It motivates you to spend more time in the gym or put in extra hours at work, ensuring you never lose. Along with failing, you should also fear being mediocre. Specifically, fear waking up in 10 days, or 10 years, and realizing that you've let life pass you by without making a difference in the world. That's a genuinely frightening thought that you should fight against every day. Wrong focus prevents becoming your best self. You have just one life to live and one chance to make it count. This can be stressful, but developing a few good habits will help you become the best version of yourself. To progress, focus on learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them. Everyone makes errors, but dwelling on them won't change the past. Regret should only serve to teach us how to do things differently next time. Use it to learn from the past, but don't let it hold you back. The present is certain. To have the greatest impact, focus on positive actions now. Success is achieving what you aim for. Once you know your goal, stay focused on it. Avoid getting distracted by short-term pleasures like fleeting fame, which slow down long-term progress. Stay persistent so your long-term goal stays clear in your mind. Let it dominate your thoughts. Share it with others, write it down, do whatever it takes to remember it. Most importantly, take action now to make it happen. Act fast to succeed. Act without hesitation. The scariest moment in making decisions is the gap between deciding and acting. Winning or losing happens quickly in that moment. Hesitation prevents progress. Success comes from acting swiftly, beating hesitation, and seizing opportunities before others do. Facing fear is a daily challenge. Instead of backing down, choose to confront it head on. Don't let fear dictate your actions. Instead, be the one who leads by example. Just like in a battle, being the first to act can give your team an edge. It can confuse the opponent or reveal their position. Similarly, in life, take charge and be a leader who isn't afraid to take a stand. Dominate your mornings, dominate your competition. Understanding discipline leads us to action. Two crucial daily habits stand out: a consistent exercise routine and healthy sleep patterns. Regular exercise is essential. If you struggle to make time for exercise, it's often due to making excuses. If you need more time, prioritize finding it. One effective way is to wake up very early, even before sunrise. In military terms, this early wake-up is called standing to. Armies worldwide wake up very early each day for a strategic advantage, not as a punishment. By being up early, they are prepared to defend against any enemy attacks promptly. During World War I, soldiers had to be awake at dawn, ready in their trenches with guns loaded, to respond swiftly if attacked. Don't make excuses. If they can do it, so can you. Start setting your alarm for 4:30 a.m. and head to the gym quickly. Waking up this early gives you a mental edge over your competitors. It makes you feel stronger and more confident knowing you're achieving your first victories of the day while they're still asleep. It's tough to wake up early, but it's doable with discipline. Going to bed earlier, say, at 10 p.m. can help. Most adults need about 7 hours of sleep, so getting up at 5 a.m. should leave you well rested. Improve sleep quality through exercise. If you're used to sleeping longer, try getting more exercise instead. Exercise helps make your body tired so you can sleep better and need less sleep overall. Using electronic devices before bed can disrupt sleep. Scientists say the blue light from screens fools your body into thinking it's daytime, making it harder to fall asleep. Instead of watching videos, try reading a book. It's more calming and can boost your knowledge. Establish a home gym to commit to regular exercise. Exercise is crucial for becoming the best version of yourself. There isn't one perfect workout, every type of exercise is valuable and beneficial. Focus on doing something active, whether stretching, walking, lifting weights, swimming, or playing basketball. Exercise doesn't have to be complicated or backed by fancy science. The key is simply to keep your body moving. No matter what you do, it's important to keep track of your progress. Write down how far you ran each day or how much weight you lifted in each session. Tracking not only shows your improvement, but also helps you set goals for your routine. Discipline means not making excuses. A home gym eliminates them. Choose a small area in your home, a spare room, office, backyard, or garage, for convenient workouts you can't avoid. You can start a budget-friendly home gym with just a few essentials. Begin with a pull-up bar, ideal for exercises like push-ups, pull-ups, squats, and ab workouts. Another great addition is gymnastic rings, which mount easily on walls and allow for exercises such as ring dips, push-ups, and L-sits. For more advanced workouts, consider a squat rack with a barbell and rubber bumper plates for safer lifting. This setup provides a solid foundation that you can build on as your fitness level improves. Manage exercise injuries. Consistently following your workout plan leads to progress, but sometimes injuries occur. However, this shouldn't derail your fitness routine. Adjust by focusing on exercises that are safe for you. For instance, if your knee is injured, shift your attention to working out your upper body. Similarly, if your shoulder is strained, concentrate on strengthening your core and legs until your shoulder heals. If injuries keep you home, it's okay to rest. Listen to your body. But keep moving towards something. Don't give up. If you can't exercise, use the time to learn a new skill. Remember, if you don't, your rivals will. Begin Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to start your martial arts journey. You never know when danger might strike. It can happen unexpectedly, even though most people don't think it will. Just being strong isn't always enough to protect yourself in threatening situations. That's why Jocko suggests learning martial arts, an ancient form of self-defense. The core principles of martial arts remain timeless, yet they continually evolve with new techniques. Martial arts can be categorized into three main types: grappling, which uses leverage and holds to control opponents, striking, involving punches, kicks, and headbutts, and weapon-based martial arts, which utilize various tools like sticks, knives, and firearms. The main goal of self-defense is to escape, but if your attacker grabs you, you could end up on the ground. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is a type of grappling that helps in this situation. It teaches advanced techniques for defending yourself on the ground so you can break free and get away. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu stands out as the most intricate martial art, offering endless techniques to explore beyond the basics. This constant learning process not only enhances your skills but also keeps your mind engaged. Maintain awareness for safety. Facing a real threat is different from practicing defense in a controlled setting. That's why Jocko prioritizes staying aware of his surroundings. It means always watching people and places around you, and thinking ahead to be prepared, like knowing where to go for safety or cover if needed. Remaining alert is wise, but no one can guarantee you won't face danger. If you do, Jocko advises, act. If you can escape, do so immediately. If not, use your training to strike first and swiftly. When you see a chance to flee, take it without hesitation. If you hear gunshots, immediately get down low. Stay on the ground and call the police if you can. Listen to the sound of the gunfire. If it's rapid and continuous, find a solid barrier to hide behind until there's a break in the shooting, then move quickly. This might be your only chance. If the shots are slower and spaced out, follow Jocko's advice, start running right away and keep going. Grains are not well digested by your body's natural adaptation. Your body needs proper fuel to become stronger and faster. However, many of us rely on sugary treats like donuts and cookies, thinking they're food when they're really just delivering sugar. These choices provide empty calories that don't support your body's needs. To understand what we should eat for the best energy, let's look back at our human past. Our prehistoric ancestors ate mainly vegetables and meat, with only a little fruit. Our diets today often include grain-based foods like pasta, bread, and rice. However, our bodies have not fully adapted to processing grains. We've only been consuming these foods for the last 10,000 years. Our ancient ancestors never ate them. When you eat grains, they break down into sugar during digestion. Too much sugar isn't good for health. Therefore, it's best to avoid grains altogether. To eat like our ancestors, focus on grass-fed beef, free-range poultry, and wild-caught fish. Include vegetables, nuts, roots, and some fruit. Avoid grains, potatoes, sugars, salt, and legumes. Unlike the typical Western diet high in carbs and low in fat, this approach flips the script. Prioritize fats and proteins while limiting carbs. The importance of eating a caveman diet. Eating a caveman diet all the time is crucial. The popular 80-20 rule suggests eating healthy 80% of the time and less healthy 20% of the time, but it's risky. Bad foods, especially sugars, are addictive. Allowing yourself to eat them 20% of the time is like letting a recovering heroin addict have heroin now and then. The temptation is too strong, and it's just not worth it. It's okay to enjoy an occasional treat, but don't use it as an excuse to consume a lot of sugar. For instance, when Jocko wants to reward himself, he might dip a small piece of dark chocolate in coconut oil or add chopped nuts to a bowl of whipped cream. These treats may seem small, but on a clean diet, they can feel surprisingly indulgent. Key points. 1. Internal discipline drives self-improvement and success, rooted in purpose and patience. 2. Discipline originates from within and requires finding personal motivations. 3. Fear of failure and mediocrity fuels action and continuous improvement. 4. Assertiveness and aggression drive goal pursuit without excuses. 5. Dominating mornings through disciplined habits enhances productivity and confidence. 6. Regular exercise and healthy sleep patterns are foundational for self-improvement. 7. Adopting a caveman diet prioritizes natural foods for optimal energy and health.